You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Steve Alt Radio, this is Rigel 5. With me today, I got a couple special guests. We have Saint Dog. What's up, Saint Dog?
Yo, yo, what up?
Yep, and we got Natus. How's it going, Natus?
Yo, what's up, Holler? It's your boy.
All right, and as for Default Radio, no one Doug's in the house, as per usual.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, as per usual, Default Radio, Lucky 225 is absent.
He's fucking slacking off hard.
He's private investigating someone. He's owning somebody right now for his job.
He's in Google for his job, I think it is, isn't it? Isn't this what he's over there, the private investigators?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's calling Pizza Hut and getting docs.
Right, he's busy using the interweb to pull somebody's docs. But, you know, hey, whatever makes you money. Maybe we should all go do that. We should start our own, like, default private eye firm where we use the sophisticated skills of Google.
Public info.
Sorry, get all retired.
Hey, don't bash Google, though, man. Don't bash Google. They're hardcore.
No. Yeah, Google, apparently they are hardcore. People making money off that stuff. You know,
maybe you can be one of the official researchers on that Google Answers thing.
Right. Yeah, I remember when that came out, and they, that filled up real quick. I was going to look into that, because I thought you could probably make a couple extra bucks that way. But,
you know what, you reminded me. I have to ask them a question, actually, and I don't think anyone can answer this. All right, maybe Rigel, maybe you know. Why do they call it a jewel case?
A jewel case? Oh, that's a good fucking question.
Yeah, I've been trying to know that for years.
That's pretty random, though, dude. Are you just, like, looking at CDs or something?
Well, no, I've always wanted to, I've been wanting to ask Google this for a long time, and I've searched on Google, you know, jewel case, where does it come from? And no one can answer this, you know.
Well, shit, if anyone out there knows, any of our listeners, I don't know, shoot Doug an email.
And Doug an email, he's a noob.
Yeah, I'm a noob to jewel cases.
Right. I don't think maybe it's defined in, shit, that's a good question.
Yeah, gotcha on that.
Yeah. Speaking of retarded things, I heard this today in the elevator. People were saying that people feed their dogs gunpowder.
What?
Yeah, I heard this today in the elevator. Like, this crazy dude was talking about how, like, if you feed your dog gunpowder, it'll just be horribly angry and try to kill everything. And I was just kind of sitting there like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you fucking retarded?
You people in Seattle are crazy, man.
Yeah, apparently so. It really kind of blew my mind. I've never heard of that before, feeding your dog gunpowder. I don't think your dog would eat gunpowder.
What is the point of feeding your dog gunpowder?
Oh, apparently it's supposed to make your dog really vicious, so it'll, like, go attack strangers and stuff.
All right, and now you got me curious.
Yeah, if anyone out there has a dog and some gunpowder, you know, please feed your dog some gunpowder. I accept no liability. And
you're going to get so sued, man.
Right. I thought I was supposed to know a liability, but, you know, email the results to, like, you know, Doug.
1111.
Right, 1111. Right, thepeopleradio.com.
Hey, wait a minute. Just go back to that. I looked up here. Why is a CD case called a jewel case? It's been posted on other sites, but there is no answer to this question.
Thank you.
No answer. It says it has a popularity ranking of 15 on the computer terminology FAQ. So apparently a lot of other people want to know that too.
Oh, man.
So maybe there is no answer.
I'm going to research this while the show goes on, see if I can find something.
Research that in gunpowder, okay?
And gunpowder and dog's ass, okay.
Google Answer, go to Google Answers, and do you feed your dog gunpowder?
What will happen if you feed your dog gunpowder?
Yeah, well, you know, I hear a lot of interesting things while in elevators. Probably the most interesting one was the paraplegic and the Vicodin story.
Please fill me in on that one.
Well, just like, it was these two ladies talking about, like, some type of, like, I guess they were involved in some type of insurance claim. And apparently they had one of their clients was trying to get the insurance company to pay for his Viagra, and he was a paraplegic or whatever. And I guess, you know, I guess his shit didn't work down there, and he thought maybe Viagra would give him a little hand.
Oh, man.
Probably just got tired of fucking licking his girlfriend's pussy and shit.
I think that probably would get old after all, right?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, but look, Stephen Hawking's been married like 4 or 5 different times.
Yeah, what the fuck is he doing, Ben?
That must be a pussy-eating motherfucker right there.
Hello, would you like to suck my cock?
We need to
you have selected the Microsoft Samboy to do me.
Oh, yes, that is so good. Oh, baby.
So maybe we should talk a little bit about phones real quick here.
In other news, this show sucks.
Right, in other news.
This show's rocking. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're going to have to go back and delete the last, like, 10 minutes of the show.
No way, dude. That was awesome.
How long have we been recording so far?
10 minutes.
Okay. I guess I had that right. Stink Dog,
anyway.
What are you saying? You saw something in Popular Science today or the other day?
Actually, I was reading Popular Science when I got home from work today. Actually, you know what? You want a funny story? I got a funny computer story. Should I share that story we were talking about earlier?
Oh, man, yeah. Go ahead. We need to hear. My father's the same way, so, you know, it's how it is.
All right, so everybody can give me an amen on this story. I had to go straight from work over to my father's place. My father being the total computer noob. Complete, absolute noob. I mean, the only thing he knows how to do on the computer is, like, he's lucky he can turn it on.
Hallelujah.
He kind of knows how to connect to the interweb, but only if you're already connected. Like, he knows how to do it at work where it's already set up and the network's connected and he just has to click on IE. But anything beyond that, he can't figure out. So I went over and he bought a new computer about 2 weeks ago. And I went over and set it up for him. Of course, I had to do everything because, like I said, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. He doesn't know where to plug things in even. So I had to set it up, configure it, get it all running for him, right? Got it connected to the interweb so that he can surf and showed him, you know, how to connect and how to minimize and, you know, simple, basic stuff. And, you know, I haven't seen it. It's been like a week and a half ago last time I talked to him. I installed antivirus and some other utilities on there. And I got a call today. He wanted me to come over after work because he informs me. Of course, he's had the computer for a week and a half, and you know the first thing that he's going to do on the computer. Got to go check out the prawn. Sure. So I get a call from my father. How awkward is this to go over to your father's house to clean the prawn up off of his computer? But not only that, he fell for every trick in the book. Every single site that he went to, the reason he called was because he finally got fed up. He said the computer's broke. He can't work it anymore because every time he turns it on, it starts popping stuff up on the screen. And he said, I clicked the little red X like he told me to, and two more pop up. And then two more, and they keep coming, and they keep coming. He said, the only way I can make it stop is to turn the computer off. And he did. He literally turned the computer off and gave up.
Dude, hey, my dad had me do that one time, too. He was all like, on AOL. He's like, make these go away. And I'm like, what is it? What are you talking about? And he had all these porn sites that he had been to.
Well, they claim it's accident, right?
How is this? It's even worse. My dad's gay.
That is pretty bad.
Right. So, I mean, like, hey, at least you guys got tits and fucking ass. I mean, all I got
my dad. At least my dad was checking out, like, Vivid and shit, you know?
Right. Yeah, I got some fucked up German sites.
You know what, though? I can't wait till the new Internet Explorer releases with a built-in pop-up blocker. It's about fucking time.
Well, fucking, Mozilla slash Netscape slash Firebird slash Phoenix slash whatever the fuck
you
call
it today.
Yeah, all
of these, you know, yeah.
They all have them.
AOL fucking has them.
Well, I finally, so that's what I did today is I went over there and I put on the Google toolbar so it stops pop-ups. It does a pretty good job. It's real simple. You know, won't confuse the man too much.
Right.
And I had to delete all the bookmarks that got automatically added to his system. I installed AdAware and let it go scanning before I came home. It's still scanning to this day. I told him, just don't touch the computer. Leave it on. I'll come over tomorrow after work and finish it. So it's scanning. It's going to find all the spyware because not only did he keep clicking on all the spam and keep getting all these pop-ups and going to every, because every one, he's like, oh, more porn, you know? He thinks it's all great stuff. So I get there. The first thing I did was run the virus scanner, update Norton antivirus and run it. 31 viruses on the computer. So keep in mind, it's been a week and a half old, and he's connecting on dial-up. He's already got 31 viruses on there. I installed AdAware and left it running, and I could just see the numbers getting higher and higher on that as I walked off. And I couldn't help but notice the stuff that he installed on there because, you know, we always laugh and joke about who in the hell actually clicks on some of these stupid ads that we see. Right here, buddy, my dad, he's the one that clicks on it. He got one of those ones that says, warning, your computer may be out of date. You must correct and sync your time now. Download this. So he clicks on it going, oh, wow. Well, gotta make sure my clock is synchronized with the whatever the fuck it's got to synchronize with. So he installs that. And then he started getting all the pop-ups and pawn pop-ups. And one of them was that classic one that says, warning, your computer is infested with porn and pop-ups. Click here to clean it. And what does he do? He clicks on it. So he installed something else, and now he's got so much stuff installed on there, and so much spyware, and so much junk that it was almost so bad that I was going to just reformat it, use the emergency recovery disk, and then start all over from scratch. That's how bad he was able to screw the computer up in a week and a half.
Did he get the one where it's like, tired of pop-ups? Click this.
Exactly, and he did. I taught him clearly not to do that kind of stuff. When I first set the computer up, I'm like, here's a couple things you have to remember. Never give your email address out to these sites that pop up. They're going to promise you free porn. They're going to promise you this. They're going to promise. Never give your credit card number to any of those sites. Never even give an email because then they're going to start spamming the hell out of you. So that's the one thing that stuck in his mind. He's like, I don't know where all these damn pop ups. I didn't give anybody my email address. Yeah, but what about the part about not clicking? Did you forget that part?
Right. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is all real users always click OK. You know, this SSL certificate is invalid. Do you wish to continue? OK. All real users will click OK. Every time. Don't even worry about it. They'll always click OK.
They should make the OK box, like, red or something.
They really need to. Like you don't really want to say OK box.
Make it flash red. So that when they hover the mouse over it, it starts blinking red to scare them from... Now, wait a minute.
We really need one of those okay buttons that moves away from the cursor so the real user can't click on it. Because the moving mouse just moves away every single time.
I've seen that before.
Like
the
gag ones that say, like, you have a big penis, and it says, like, yes, and it fucking jumps away from you and shit.
Right, that one. Like, right, you need one of those for the okay button windows. That should just be a standard feature. You just hit enter, you know, to actually select it.
Control, enter.
Right.
While he does that, did you want me to talk about, I'm sorry, I interrupted with my funny story, but the popular science, did you want me to talk about this?
Yeah, I'd like to hear how cell phone, so to speak, hacking is so mainstream now that, like you said, popular science.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of struck me as odd, and frankly, it's actually pretty cool the way they wrote the article. It's, let's see, the current issue, which is, let's see, June 2004, Popular Science. I just got in the mail. And it's called Take the Shackles Off Your Cell Phone. And it's basically about how GSM phones can be used by different services, but not, they don't want you to. They want to restrict it because that's where they make their money back, and they don't want you to be able to take your phone and transfer it to other carriers.
Right, right.
This is nothing new to you guys and to me either, but I thought it interesting that they even have this in here. Let's see, it says, so, let's see. All right, here's a little paragraph that I thought was kind of interesting. It says, the phone's lock is defeated by inputting a special code. For Nokia phones, you can find free software at unlockme.co.uk, whatever that is. That will calculate your phone's code, or just post a request on the site's forums and wait for a friendly hacker to reply. They actually said friendly hacker. In Popular Science magazine, they said to go out and post and wait for a friendly hacker to reply.
Well, it's where, at least they're all friendly now.
Yeah. Now, there's also another link here. I don't know if I should give this out because they give another link here that says if you're from another manufacturer, you go to this link and they'll charge you for $10 or $20. So some people this site will mail you a code.
Huh.
So I don't know how you guys feel about that. If we should bother giving them any business.
Yeah, that's it. If you're interested in spending money, you should go buy yourself a copy of Popular Science and you'll get it there.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. Absolutely, I'd rather support Popular Science than this stupid site in here.
Right, I'm sure if you do a Google search, you'll probably find any number of places willing to take your money for any number of reasons.
Absolutely, and my dad's probably already done it. But
yeah.
There's also another little clip here. They show some pictures and like a how-to, a step 1, 2, 3 kind of pictures of how-to and stuff. But also down here, it's got a little blurb. It says other phone hacks. It says, let's see. Just about every cell has its hacker's bag of tricks. Another mention of the word hackers in the mainstream magazine. Hacker's bag of tricks, things like adding custom games and wallpaper using MP3 snippets as ringtones, or even, parentheses, don't do this, stealing service.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's, I don't know.
Well, you know,
figure out what can be done and how on yours, try cellphonehacks.com. That's the site I guess I can pimp on here. That looks like just an informational site.
Well, you know, I have a Motorola Nextel myself, and there isn't really a whole lot of information regarding the Nextels. However, I managed to get a copy of the carrier RSS software that Motorola manufactures for this phone, and I didn't get the lab, but I got the service center version, I think is what it's called. So I can pretty much change just about anything on my phone. And I must say, like, you can do quite a lot with these Nextel phones. You know, you can rearrange the priority settings of your phone so you can have higher priority when you're placing a call, so you'll get better cell site access or the tower access. Or that's just what I presume it does. That's what the little help file said, at least. And another interesting thing, too, is you can change the emergency numbers. So you can take 911 out of the emergency number list, so your phone won't go into emergency mode when you call 911.
What's the point? What will that accomplish?
Theoretically, your phone won't go into emergency mode, so it won't start sending the tracking location to the 911 center, for which doesn't have the ability to pick it up yet anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because as much as they've implemented all that, all the tracking features on your cell phone, all the telemetry data that your cell phone collects about where you are, almost none of the 911 centers have implemented that stuff. I mean, certainly none of them where I live have ever done it. I don't know when we can expect to see that either. If you ask me, it just kind of seems like a large scam. I was also thinking, though, on my phone I have a spot for 4 separate emergency numbers. And I was thinking, if I added in a number to, like, let's say, the voice bridge, it would theoretically give me higher access on the cell tower to make that call. Because the cell tower would
open you up to be tracked while you're on there?
Probably.
Is one of the emergency numbers?
Right, it should start sending my telemetry data at that point, too. But on the other hand, I would have higher switch access or higher power access to the conference, which is forever important.
Yeah. Well, how about we get into some emails here?
The what?
Some emails to read from.
Oh, we get emails
from viewers like you.
I can't believe we got emails.
Doing everybody's listeners, man. There's no fucking viewers.
Oh, lots of our listeners. This is the radio.
How many emails
radio.
Did you guys get?
Well, yeah. How many emails did we get?
I got. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. I just got 5 to read right now. This one's from what's his name? I guess his real name. I don't want to read that. Oh, here it is. Digital Nepalism.
Wait. He said he was real name.
Well, yeah, in the from email, but his signature is Digital Neoplasm. Plasm.
Yeah, don't do that, kids. Plausible deniability. It's a good thing. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, we're not going to own you, don't worry.
Well, it depends on what he has to say. He might not have anything to hide.
He has got nothing to hide in this one. He was saying, I was just listening to episode 1111 today, and for those who don't know, that was like the default episode of default radio. Things that are on default, voicemails, etc. And he says here, I'm a fairly new listener and have been going backwards through the archives and inspired me to see how many people leave their voicemail on default. I did a quick Google search for a Meridian voicemail system and found out that one at St. Mary's University of Minnesota, he dialed in 6 out of 10 random numbers I tried were all on default. This is astonishing.
Absolutely.
Because on the website, and it gives a long website here, I'll put a link in the show notes here, but this website here, which tells the users of how to use the first step, is to change the password. A very weird feature of this voicemail system that I wasn't expecting was when you compose a new message to another user inside the system and type their extension and hit pound, it reads off their name. I don't know if this is normal or simple or at all because he doesn't use a voicemail system. He has no cell phone, all landline baby, he puts here in parentheses. And he says he uses an answering machine, so he's not familiar with a voicemail. Well, that is a common thing with voicemail. It does, when you send another message within the same system, it's going to have your greeting name or whatever that is, right, Rigel?
Typically, and oftentimes you can even transfer yourself to other extensions if you're interested in figuring out whose name it is.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a T-Mobile phone, and when I send someone else a message, like hit 2 to compose your message, when someone gets that message, it's going to be like, message received from Doug instead of the number, so...
Right.
Just thought I'd let you guys know, I'm really new to freaking and stuff, and it's really cool. I started scanning out my area code just the other day, and I've already found some neat stuff. If you guys want to email me back, you can email me at such and such, which is an email account I checked. I actually bother checking. So, big shout-out to that guy.
Yeah, they want to email him back.
Neoplasm.
Tell him to submit all those numbers to phonebook.org.
Yeah, tell him to submit it to 1111 at default radio. Screw phonebook.org.
Yeah.
Wait, what's phonebook.org?
Oh, you haven't heard about the phone book? We did a...
Mentioned that, yeah. Oh, that's the... Yeah, you mentioned you were on episode 23. I remember that. All right.
All right, episode 23 for everyone.
For people who don't know, listen to that episode.
Episode 23, you know, I'm not going to re-promote it. It isn't quite yet off the ground. I get online tomorrow, hopefully. Oh, that was my... That's my little phone company cry story for you right there. We're trying to get DSL new place out here. I just moved. And, So my landlord, he calls up because he's living in the house. Actually, he purchased the house. He's the house owner, I guess. Whatever. He goes and gets us up a DSL line for whatever reason. And they'd have to send us the DSL modem, right?
Right.
No big deal. So they send away the modem. We're kind of waiting for it. And, you know, it's been like 2 weeks, and we're just like, yeah, where the fuck is our fucking DSL modem? I mean, what the fuck? And fuck. Well, apparently they shipped it to his old address.
Right.
Because they're idiots.
That's how they are, yeah.
That's the phone company for you. They're like, oh, you want DSL service at 3233 Evergreen Way? Well, we're going to send it on over to, like, Hillcrest Street, where you used to live 5 years ago. You would think that if you were going to get it at a location, that's where you would want the router to show up to.
What phone company is this?
Quest. They're really dumb.
Wait a minute. Yeah, they all suck, but I got a question for you, because I know you only use a cell phone. You're not a real landline. You don't really have a landline. Did you have to get a landline for that place?
He has his own landline, for which I have no idea why he has one.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I was like, wow, if you got DSL with a landline, the phone company over here tried to bitch at me saying I need to get a phone. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, it's really weird, you know, because when I first got my DSL back, I think in the late 90s, maybe it was 2000. But anyway, I got it back a number of years ago. And That was run on a straight piece of copper without a phone line associated with it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember the tech came out, he plugged, like, a toner or something into the line. They punched down the extra pair that I had running to my house somewhere in the CO, and it was good to go.
Yeah, I had to have the same thing, too.
Dude, that was all pre-PPOE, too. Like, I didn't run PPOE on my DSL line.
Go to another email here from Byte, B-Y-T-E. Thank God someone proved on the air that redboxing still works. I guess he's talking about episode 24 with Lucky when Curse was skating to a payphone to redbox it. My local payphone still allows redboxing. Let me explain. I go to college at SDSU, South Dakota State University. Every college student pretty much has a cell phone. So the town got rid of all the payphones except one. They were losing money and never took time to take it down. So the instructions follow. 1. Listen for a dial tone. 2. Deposit 25 cents. 3. Dial number. Redboxing still works. Now 401 costs money. I don't get a recording. I get a live operator. So he pretty much got screwed there. Anyway, if you want to know more, I will go get the number of the payphone. See you later. Bye. By the way, this guy also, if anyone ever noticed this, on the contact page of defaultradio.com, he made both a GIF and a Flash. It's where the 484, or no, I'm sorry, not 484, just where it says 333-2858. Default, it's like a keypad. And it shows, like, as you're pressing 333-2858, it's a little animation GIF. And the Flash, all it does is have the DTMF sound to it. But it's pretty cool. Little effect he made there.
That's pretty cool. That's what I was rocking. Yeah, everyone always thought that redboxing didn't work or whatever. And, you know, the truth of the matter is people have been saying redboxing doesn't work for the last 20 years now.
Yeah, redboxing works.
Actually, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that episode yet. I should go home and listen to it.
No, redboxing still works. And redboxing will continue to work. A little bit. I got to do this radio show.
So what kind of payphone was it? Was it a Verizon or a that he was using, that Curse was using?
Oh, that Curse was using? Yeah, I believe it was Verizon. Because, yeah, he did the 401 trick with Verizon.
Really?
Where you just tap the hook switch and, you know, it connects you right away. That's all you're going to do.
And then he redboxed from there?
Yeah, he also redboxed. He got into the conference line we were recording the show on. And for demonstration purposes, yeah. He redboxed it.
I'm going to go home and listen to that.
Redboxing works flawlessly.
Yeah.
As long as you're using a CoCat, and as long as you aren't trying to place a long-distance call over AT&T's long-distance network.
And as long as you pay them the money back after you redbox, then it's okay.
I actually found some of those cheap Radio Shack tone dialers a couple of years ago, and I bought the crystal. I installed it and everything, and I went out and I tried it here, but it wasn't working for me.
Interestingly enough, Taco John and I got into a little bit of a discussion, obviously almost a year ago, because I haven't really been online since then, but in regards to the tone generation of various different Redbox implementations. And we determined that the device sold by Radio Shack, even with the crystal, generates the tone slightly off.
Really?
And interestingly enough, the whole argument here was that the people were saying the Palm Pilot didn't generate the correct tones. Mm. But what he found after doing like a relatively extensive sound analysis of it was that the red box from the Palm Pilot was almost the best one out there besides just playing a WAV file of them.
What was Kirst using, Doug?
He was using, I believe, his cell phone, actually. That's what I do. I just use the cell phone. Use the speaker of the cell phone, put it up to the receiver, boom.
Really?
Yeah. Just turn your click noises or DTMF noises on.
Huh.
Usually works fine.
What was he using to generate the coin tones?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, I believe actually he was using a digital voice recorder.
I think
Really? I just got one today, actually. I just ordered a bunch of security stuff from my work, and I just got a digital voice recorder.
Yeah, I think that's what he did.
I'm going to test it out.
Say, Doug, what did you say?
No, I was going to say, I think he had a digital recorder for those tones.
Yeah, I remember him saying that, because Royal made a comment saying it wasn't funny with him, you know, with his little red box device skateboarding, but he said he had a digital voice recorder.
Huh.
All right, email number... I don't know what number this is. Wicked sends us an email. Hello. Oh, Rigel, you're going to like this one. I caught your show on episode number 23, and I heard your discussion about Ogg Vorbis. This is extremely easy to do in Windows, to correct me. That's pretty much what he's doing right here, because we were going to do the show in Ogg because, you know, it saves space, and Ogg owns, and I agree with Rigel on that. But I was bitching because I can't seem to do it in Windows. But here he sends with Ogg Drop XPD. It's a drag-and-drop, no-hassle program that will code Ogg Vorbis with wide variety options of easy-to-set Ogg. Grab it here. He gives the address here. Click on the Ogg Vorbis icon, top right. He pretty much just says how to do it. I've been playing with Ogg Vorbis for a while and have figured out that the quality setting of 0 should give it slightly smaller file, more specs on what to do. But, yeah, pretty much just sends this file here. So big shout-out to Wicked for telling me how to encode. Maybe I'll try that out.
Yeah, when you figure it out, tell me, because I had problems under Windows.
Yeah,
the thing is,
over there.
Yeah, I'll only switch to Ogg if it really does save space, because I was encoding MP3 to Ogg, or Wave to Ogg even, as well, and it was even more than an MP3, lesser quality. So I was obviously fucking it up somehow.
I was having the same problem, Doug. I was having the same problem.
Well, I'll be online in a day or two. So maybe you can give me the show, or this episode. I should be online Thursday. And I'll Ogg it up for you.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking for anything, even in Linux or Windows, you know, just to find something to convert.
The package name on Gentoo is called Vorbis Tools. It's probably the same name under other different distros. But Vorbis Tools is what you want for Ogg encode.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's Ogg Enc, ENC. Not particularly pronounceable.
Yeah, what was I going to say? Fuck. Natus, what are you doing back there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear someone talking in the background.
Yeah, me and my friend are just driving around.
Oh, okay.
Live on default radio.
All right. Well, if you find anything, tell us. Last email here is from... he gives out his name. I don't want to read that. He says, "Hey, I'm from England. I've been listening for an hour, and your shit's cool, and what's happening, man?" That's it. That's all he says. And he sends another email, actually. I don't have this with me right now, but he did send another email talking about cracking MSN passwords, of how do you do it. Then he sent another email about encryption passwords and serials and cracks. So I don't know. I don't really think he's listened to that much of the show. So,
right.
Maybe you're thinking about Binary Revolution or something that talks about, you know, stealing software and illegal activity.
Oh, see, why you gotta go there?
But here on Default Radio,
we don't condone that on Binary Revolution Radio. Don't implicate me.
I'm just fucking around.
Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Here on Default Radio, we talk about nothing for 1 hour straight.
And we're damn good at it.
We talk about porn and her father on DR. Anyway, that's all the email. That's enough. The show's over. Goodbye.
I thought we had another 10 minutes to kill here, don't we?
We got like 20 minutes, yeah.
Oh, we have plenty of time to kill. And this entire time, I have still been searching for trying to find the thing as the definition or the etymology of jewel case, and I still haven't found
one. You won't find it.
I never thought about you said that. I just assumed it's called a jewel case because it's shiny, like a jewel or something. I don't know what the hell. I'm not going to sleep tonight because of you, Doug, you cock smoker. Now I'm going to be up all night trying to figure out why in the hell it's called a jewel case.
Yeah, I'm quite glad I don't actually have internet access, so I wouldn't be.
You know what? Whoever sends an answer and backs up his answer with proof of some sort, you get an email.
I'm willing to give them I think that'd be a fair thing. You get an email at Default Radio. In fact, you can get a jewel case at defaultradio.com.
Yeah, you get that too, and root or something. Oh, by the way, Rigel, I forgot to tell you, you do have an email for it, by the way.
No, I do. Where's the forwarding too?
Yeah, right after the Project Nexus.
Okay. I might actually check that.
Yeah, so.
So you can email me at Rigel5, RIGILB,
defaultradio.com. Email me, Doug at Default Radio. Natus, I believe, has one, too. And St. Dog, I don't know what his email is.
Really? You gave me one?
I don't get a Default Radio address?
Do you want one?
I really think you did make one a long time back and forwarded it over to my St. Dog at stankdog.com.
Yeah, you know what? You do have one. That's right, yeah.
I think we
Saint
did
Dog
that.
Default
I mean,
Radio.
Saying what was, yeah.
But I'll also send all hate mail to lucky225@defaultradio.com.
Well,
yeah, we're a little page.
Tracking people down.
Yeah.
The sad thing about it is that at some point in time, if his company was large enough, they probably would have to track down me. Because I'm one of those guys who owes all money all over the place and has moved across the country to avoid paying it. So, you know, I'm not really all that down with what they're doing.
Oh, wait a minute, Natus, you don't have one. And neither does Stank Dog. What the hell?
Man, why are you going to be deleting stuff?
But dude, where the hell did everyone go?
Is yours still there?
Yeah, mine's still there. And so is Rigel's. I don't know what the hell happened.
Why? What happened?
Are you looking at the forwarders or the actual accounts? Because there's two different...
There's only, like, one account, but, I mean, I'm looking at the forwarders right now, and, I guess maybe we never did add yours. Maybe you said you already have too many emails, and you don't want to take any part of the show.
So do you have me? Do you have me on there?
No, email me or IM me sometime your email.
Okay.
And I'll do it.
Alright.
Yeah, Natus, didn't you have something to talk about today? I mean, didn't we have you on the show for a reason?
Yeah, I don't know. I got some stuff we can talk about with new phones.
Yeah. Did you actually manage to get that account set up yet?
Oh, man. I paid, like, a month ago, and it took them 3 weeks to set it up, but finally, about a week and a half ago, they set it up.
Yes,
well, explain what new phone is first.
New phone is, what is it, IAX termination service, so you can use it with asterisk. It's just like a VoIP service
for your asterisk box. And you can spoof Zor with it.
Yes, Zor.
Spoof ANI.
But yeah, I finally got it set up. I had to email them like 5 different times. And then when they sent me all the information, it didn't work at first, but that might have been my fault. But then I think they cleared it up. I'm not sure. It worked after like 2 days. And I don't know, now it's working. But it was down over the weekend.
Yes, it was. Well, quite annoying. It was down from, what was it? It was Saturday night it was down.
I was freaking out because I didn't change anything on my asterisk box, so I was like, why the hell isn't it working?
Well, you know, Natus, the 616 bridge runs off of new phone as well.
Really?
And, you know, we had to drop you that number so you could call it. If you're having problems with yours and you think it might be service-related, you can always call the 616 bridge.
Yeah, I think I did give it to him because everyone's all moving to a different conference number now, and people want more secure and everything, so that's the thing that's been going around on the forums.
Yeah, it should be noted that Rios, or Rios, whatever you want to pronounce it, wrote a very, very nice interface to the Asterisk Manager interface. It's really quite nice. You can transfer people all over the place with it. It's all web-based. It's really, really a nice interface.
Wait, no, I asked Notary this. Are they going to, like, you know, do you think they'll ever release Asterisk for Dummies?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I want.
No, actually, there was just an article in, I think it was Linux Journal, I think, last month or month before last, about Asterisk. Nice, big, long article for that might be interesting.
Well, one of the problems with Asterisk is that it's difficult to write documentation for something that is, first of all, as large as Asterisk is, because there's really nothing that you can't do with Asterisk in terms of telephony. And secondly, it's really an ongoing project, and it's being developed quite rapidly. So a lot of the features are changing. A lot of the features are being added.
Yeah.
So
Asterisk is the shit. It owns. There's no other word for it. It owns.
I don't know about new phone, though, man. They're kind of shady.
Yeah, new phone is way shady. You know, Natus, there's some things I'll have to talk to you about when we're not on...
Actually, I want to get into this before, because we got a few minutes left here. I want to get into VoicePulse, but you can also get VoicePulse Connect, which is the service for IX to configure with Asterisk. So you might want to think about getting that too. I don't know if that's good or not.
Spoof with that. You can't spoof with it though. That's like my whole purpose.
Well, there's the thing is, you can spoof with VoicePulse.
Really? Because Doug, I thought Doug was saying that you couldn't.
No,
you misunderstood. You can't spoof with the standard service for the home.
Okay, yeah. the
But the IX, the stuff that costs per minute, you know what I'm saying? You can spoof with a... Because the Knot Theory has that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what the call-in number was supposed to be.
Right. Yeah, Mattis, did you get yourself a DID with new phone?
Yeah.
You do know that DID is an anti-trap.
Really?
Yeah, whoever calls that number, it'll pass the their ante as the CID flag when you're getting the incoming call. That's the thing about new phone.
You mean my asterisk box log? Is that what you're saying? Like my asterisk box?
When you look in the CIR or what is it? The CID or CIR, whatever it is, logs. It'll have all the actual ante that called you.
No, I do that. I actually have Nick84 set me up with a script the other day, and I have a good program now. So it's a little bit better. It does it through a different file.
We did all our stuff through SQL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a patch for Asterisk to continue using MySQL.
His is just Perl, and I think maybe PHP or something. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, we do everything to SQL because SQL is good. But that's the problem with voice pulse is voice pulse doesn't trap incoming ante.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
They don't trap incoming call ID either. Today they don't.
Right, right. That's what I say about new phone is with new phone, you have an ante trap, and I guess that's kind of low down information that maybe I shouldn't be giving out. But like Natas just said, it's a real pain to ask if those guys that set you up an account.
Yeah.
Is because they're kind of done with it. They're not really interested in getting more accounts.
Yeah, they said it's been really hectic lately, and they've been having a hard time keeping up on everything.
I blame default.
But, hey, something probably a stupid question, but is it Flex ANI or real-time ANI?
It's Flex, or Annie, II. It's the, it doesn't give you the first two digits, though. It doesn't give the billable, it gives the Flex.
Really?
Which is interestingly enough, the only thing that you're going to be spoofing too.
Yeah. So someone.
You know, we need to get somebody on here who really understands the differences between the real time and the flex ante.
Well, we've talked about this several times on Default, actually.
Well, you know, I've never actually listened to an episode of Default Radio that I haven't.
Yeah, except the one you've been on. That's like Lucky. He never heard the ones with Knot Theory when he was fired. As a matter of fact, he took Default Radio off VerizonFears.com, and it's still not on there today. So,
maybe we'll have to fire him again.
Yeah, fire Lucky. Oh, man. All right, well, you know what? I didn't want to get into voice calls, actually, because I got the
stuff
today.
Hold on. We should get into New Phone a little bit more, because I got a number.
New Phone sucks. What the hell?
No, but I know it sucks, and that's why you need this number, because I don't think it's listed on the website or anything, but after you PayPal the money, they actually, they give you the customer support number, and I guess, it's pretty helpful if you're fucking like me and you paid like 3 weeks ago and your account still isn't set up, and you want to like call them and bitch them out. And I called them like 3 times. And then I could tell their PBX picked up, and then somebody answered. And I'm like, hi, I'm having problems with my new phone. And he just kept going, hello? Hello, like completely ignoring me. I was so pissed. I'm like, hello, sir. He's like, hello. I'm like, yeah, I'm having problems. He's like, hello. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I did that to my mom when she called me.
He just kept doing that to me. I was so pissed. And it was
like, can you hear me? And I'm like, hello?
Oh, man, I was so pissed. All right, are you ready for the number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the number is 248-724-8647. That's the new phone customer support line. So if you're having problems or they haven't set your shit up yet, bitch them out. Call that number. Get on their
asses. That's not actually where they're based.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because they're based in Western Michigan, and that's a Detroit, suburb of Detroit number.
Yeah.
The 616 area?
I think they might have actually got shafted into the 269. I know they're right on the border. They're right on Lake Michigan almost, right on the border of 269 and 616.
Well, that's the thing, too, with new phone, you can only get that area code that they are around, huh?
Right, right. If you, you should be able to get anything that is what is it? The local local service providers of Michigan, I think it's called. I think that's their identifier. You should be able to get any number that they have there.
Yeah.
But
Connect, you know, with VoicePulse Connect as well, because you know they got a lot more area codes to choose from across country. They don't have a lot like these other VoIP providers. They're just they're noobs as well. But I mean they got different areas to choose from. New phone. I forgot how much new phone was, but it was like 2.95 cents a minute for outgoing.
Yeah, new phone is slightly more expensive for outgoing than VoicePulse, but by slightly I mean like 0.05 cents slightly more.
Yeah, and VoicePulse as well doesn't have monthly charges if you have their IX service, so.
Right.
Just, prepaid, I guess, I'd assume. But, yeah.
Rigel, did you hear about New Phone sending out bills?
Yeah, actually, New Phone, that was like a little secret about New Phone, which is why I was really trying to keep New Phone on the down low. It's because for a while there, no one got bills, and finally, Rios got himself a bill. She has to pay him some more money soon.
Yeah, Nick84 got a bill, and I think Not Theory got a bill, too, and I'll probably get one pretty soon.
Isn't that
a prepaid thing?
Yeah.
It is a prepaid thing, and they kind of let you know when your account's getting low. But, there's a number of things they're not properly billing for that I don't really want to go into, at least not right now.
Yeah, it was kind of like a cool guy to be with. It was a cool service. He was being cool with everyone, but it got out too much, and I that's what happened, He was like, shit, I need some money.
Can he actually enforce that?
Yeah,
I don't think the bills were billing
after the fact.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's all prepaid. The thing about it is that I don't know anyone who got billed for more than they've used.
Yeah, they're not, like, large bills. I think Nick's was, like, $8 or something.
Rios's was $18. But there'd been three or four people that had been using that service, and we called international off of it.
Yeah.
Because you can call international off of New Phone.
Yeah. Do you have to ask him to set it up, or is it already set up?
I'm not sure if Rios asked him. I will say this: the rates are really, really low.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Not Theory was using it too.
I don't anticipate those rates. I do anticipate those rates changing. I think right now he's having a billing error that, I would not try to exploit that because you're probably going to get stuck with a very large bill.
Well, I do want to get into VoicePulse, though, because I got the service today. I've been playing around with it. And we all heard about Packet 8, how they suck, and Vonage, how they're good, But I looked at VoicePulse because they're another voice service for your home. I was looking at the features, and I noticed they had all this hot shit. They had speed dial, 99. Dials. It's a lot more than you'll get with Verizon. And they had anonymous call rejection and all this other hot shit, filters, call forwarding this, that. So I got them out. The only downside of it so far that I discovered the first thing was they're limited on area codes. I had to get a 714, which is Anaheim instead of Ontario 909. So, that's just, they're limited, but you know what? For a while they just had LA, but they just recently got more California locations, as well as other states. The good thing is, if you live in New York, you can get a 212 area code with them, and you can't get that with Packet 8 and Vonage. So that's a cool thing to get a 212 area code. But I tested out the service today. What the fuck was I really going to say about them? Oh, the quality is not super perfect. The quality is pretty much like VoIP is. Vonage has done a better job as far as quality, but I'm paying $30 a month for all these features and this unlimited long distance as opposed to a $100 phone bill with Verizon where it's not even as near as many features as VoiceCall. So you really can't bitch at something like that, And with, 100 speed dials, just to hit 2 pound, 3 pound, They also have, some cool features such as, like, contacts where if a certain number calls you, like, let's say, Stank Dog calls me, right? And he calls me from his number. Instead of it saying Smith, John, his full name and the caller ID name display, I can have that programmed to anything you like, much like a cell phone. So that's pretty cool how it'll send that signal through to, whatever name you want. They also have things like certain filters where if certain people call you, they could be forwarded to certain things. Like, you know, you can have it always ring to them or always busy, or it even has rejection hotline as one of the selections. So that's pretty a little nifty there. Call transfer doesn't work. When I clicked over, I hit pound to hit pound 90. It's usually what call transfer is, and I get a reorder right away. So I don't know what that's all about, so I can't tell you anything about that. As for ANI, if you have caller ID blocking on completely, or if you just dial star 67 one time, not only your caller ID is blocked, you do pass unknown, and your ANI is a 212 number, and you call that number, it's just an error recording. So yes, your whole and complete number is blocked, both real-time and flex. So that's pretty cool. It's just like a packet 8. So that was really cool. The three-waying is awesome. No VoIP provider has done this yet, except for NotTheory's cable TV phone. You can now, when you're on the phone with someone, I can now three-way an unsupervised number or a number that's still ringing, and I can three-way that over, just like a landline. Not like a cell phone, not like a other VoIP phone. It's actually like a landline three-way. So that's pretty cool. Not only that, but when you three-way, if it's ringing, you hear a little beep on your end only and the person you're with that you're three-waying with. You hear a little tone to let you know that someone has picked up that line, that your three-way is actually working. But the person you're calling will not hear that tone. So that's a little nifty as well. So they got some pretty cool little features. That
sounds pretty good for prank phone calling right there, the tone and whatnot.
Yeah, it's cool because it'll let you know if you know your three-way is complete, you know, and they have a lot of cool features. They also have, like, telemarketing block where if they're not showing caller ID, it'll, a certain tone will play, you know, to take, you know, automatically off the list. You've heard that, you've seen that shit, like the telezapper or whatever on commercials, you know, but that you can have built into the service, you know, a feature. Also, unlike these other VoIP providers such as Vonage Attack and 8, all these features, except for filtering where certain numbers go to certain things, all the other features you can do by phone. You don't have to use the control panel. You can do star 160, you know, or for anonymous call rejection on and off. You can toggle the different settings and call waiting all through the phone, and it gives you a recording of what's going on because this whole system is powered by Asterisk. All your commands, all your features is all the default Asterisk label that you hear, you know. So when you get a anonymous call rejection, if it says it's disabled and enabled, you're going to hear, you know, the Asterisk lady. It's all powered by Asterisk, so of course you're going to have badass features.
But
you know,
you can set all the features through the control panel if you're one of those control panel junkies.
Yeah, you can use the control panel, and you have to for filtering. Like if you want, like let's say if Axton calls me and I know his number and I don't want to ever hear from him, if he calls me from his house, I can have that forwarded to anything I want, or have it pretend it's always ringing, or my voicemail. You know, so that's really cool. I like the filters, and I like the no ANI as well. That is cool. It's packet 8, but it's packet 8 that works, and it's with Verizon features, but more, you know.
Well, let's see if you can abuse the living shit out of it and see what they come back to you in a couple months.
That's the next thing I'm going to do. I'm going to see if this is unlimited, because you've heard us complain before on the show about unlimited, you know, about how these providers screw you over. I'm going to see if it is unlimited. You know, I'm not going to abuse the fuck, you know, completely out of it like I did with Vonage, you know, or Packet A, but I'm going to, you know, use the phone a lot as I would normally, and I want to see what's going on. The price is $34.95 a month, just like Vonage. Of course, that doesn't include setup fees and all that crap. I actually rented the equipment because I didn't want to buy the device. Oh, and that's another thing, too. The device is awesome. They don't use a Cisco ATA anymore like Vonage. They actually have, I don't know what this is, actually. Let me look at the back.
Well, Vonage switched over to a Motorola device.
Yeah, they did. But for VoicePulse for a while was also using Cisco, but I guess they both ditched them. But the device that VoicePulse uses is Cipura, S-I-P-U-R-A. They use this little device. It's small. It's the smallest device, smaller than the Packet 8. It's silver. It's good-looking. And on the one side, you got your Ethernet power, and on the other side, you have it where you can have up to two phone lines as well. So that's pretty cool. But, yeah, so far, VoicePulse kicks ass. All right, we got to wrap this show up, though.
Yeah, amazing. We actually got through a whole hour of this shit.
Yeah. Sorry, people.
Did we go over a couple minutes so that you could just cut out some of the crap in the middle? Or a full version full of lots of dead air.
Full of daddies and porn.
Right.
Hey, Don, did you fall asleep?
No, I'm still here. I'm listening, man. That was good stuff. I don't know what you guys are talking about, man. So negative.
Is Nats is here still, or is he getting himself a car wreck yet?
Nah, I'm still here.
I hear him in the background. He's talking.
I'm lurking.
He's
idling on the show.
Yeah.
I'm drawing graffiti online.
Dink, how do you, what's a jewel case? What do they call it that?
I haven't found out. I gave up.
Never will.
Oh, did you ever look up my dogs with gunpowder?
Oh, no, I forgot all about that one. No.
Dogs with gunpowder.
Oh, you should call the police department and ask them. Do you guys feed your dogs gunpowder?
All I'm saying is I'm not standing behind that dog.
Call the Humane Society, see if that's okay to do.
Yeah. Hey, mate, call the Humane Society. We should do that as a call. We should call the Humane Society and ask them if they know the answer.
Yeah,
tell them we heard that it's a rumor that you give the pit bulls that and they can fight better or something.
Yeah, I'd love to be the, I'd love to do that next show, I think.
Yeah. Roger, are you going to be here next show?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do this sometime other than what we're doing right now.
Yeah, well, just let the folks know this is pre-recorded, so there's no call in line. There's none of that crap. We don't know if we're going to have a call in line, to be honest. I really don't know. I'm going to talk to Knot Theory. You know.
Dude, I'll be online Thursday. There'll be a call in line. I'll set one up myself.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, actual, like, because Knot Theory had the whole Astros thing going on, but I haven't talked to Knot Theory. He's a busy man. He's ruling the world right now with something, so this is pre-recorded. We're doing this actually Wednesday, so, you know, we might do it live next week. We might not. I don't know.
Yeah, I missed my juggling for this shit. You guys, all of your listeners better be happy because I'm not juggling today. All right, so anyway, I'd like to thank all my guests. Yo, Natus, you got any shout-outs for the last little bit of the show here?
Yeah, give a shout-out to all the normal people, Brisk, Majestic, Coder, Lucky, all you guys, Nick84 for hooking up the Asterix stuff, and definitely Knot Theory. And, yeah, that's it.
All right, how about you over there, Stank Dog?
Oh, man, just, the usual suspects. You know what, I'll actually shout out to Doug. Doug and Lucky, we've been going through some stuff the last week or so, so shouts out to them and for getting the show out there because, this was a chore. This was a rough week.
Yeah.
I don't know, Doug. Do I normally let you give shout-outs?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Oh, fuck both of you.
Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Hang up.
That's wrong. I shout him out, and then I tell him shut the fuck up.
My shout-outs go to this week. I'm going to give a shout-out to G.I. Joe. You know, he's not on the show this week. Fucking sucks. We'll have to do it live, you know, so we can give it a little call-in. Oh, fuck, who else? I don't know, the fucking dudes who wrote Asterix. I mean, shit, we fucking talk about that shit enough where maybe we should learn your guys' name. But,
Asterix is the bomb.
Right, Asterix is the bomb, the dudes that wrote it. Mad shout-outs to them. Mad shout-outs to the dudes that voice Paul's new phone. Fucking underdogs in the voice competition. You know, kick fast.
Hey, how come I forgot to give out my shout?
Yeah, it's because we told you to shut the fuck up.
Doug.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works. Anyway, this was default episode, 25?
Yeah. Is 25? I don't give out my
episode 25.
What the hell is this all about, man?
Doug,
we gotta end the show. Doug, you're taking up too much airtime, man. We gotta end the show.
Yeah, Doug, we gotta end the show now, man. Sorry. All right, everyone, this is default episode 25. Doug, cue the fucking music. Shut the fuck up. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
Homena right there, baby. Homena, that's hot shit right there.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.